Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are meant to call from out of the past stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you calmly, sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll hear from Nightmare This Week, a series produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System that aired from October 1953 to September of 1954. Featured Peter Lorre. Our story today is from April 7th, 1954. It's titled The Leech.
Out of the dark of night, from the shadows of the senses, comes this, the fantasy of fear. Nightmare. Starring as your exciting guide to terror, Peter Lorre.
Did you ever have a dream? A dream in which you were running and running and running away from some grotesque, horrible things that were after you to kill you? Oh, yes. And you scream and you keep running, but yet it runs too, and no matter how you run or how fast you run, it's still after you. This thing runs faster than you, and you can't get away from it no matter where you turn. You can't get away from it. And you wake up and you know you've been dreaming. But the sweat soaks your body like a wet shroud. And your heart, it beats wildly, and you find that you're still screaming. Because even though you're awake, that thing is still there, in the room with you. It clings like a leech. I know the story of a man and a leech he couldn't get away from. But in this story, the leech was dead. And he was human.
You are listening to Peter Lorre tell you of The Leech, another transcribed story of Nightmare.
How about this man? His name was Tom. Tom Fell. Nice young man. Ordinary, likable. His nightmare started the day he fell in love. Oh, Iris, she was beautiful. Like the flower she was named after. But this Iris, she had thorns attached. Yes, Iris was married.
Out the window.
Well, why take a chance?
Always, why take a chance? Always looking over the shoulder to see if we're being watched.
Oh, don't.
Another cigarette and another doorway. A few quiet puffs, a weak smile, and another separation.
Well, what can I do about it?
You could break it clean one way or the other.
What are you talking about?
You know what I mean, Iris. You can tell him or tell me.
Oh, Tom.
Look, Iris, there's just no sense in it this way.
Well, what could I tell him?
Tell him the truth, that's what. Tell him you're in love with me. Tell him we want to make our lives together.
Tom.
Tell him you want a divorce.
All right, I'll tell him.
When?
Tonight, now. Come on, let's go up.
Both of us? Me?
Well, why not? You're part of it, aren't you? Or are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid. Come on, we'll see him now.
I hate those self-service elevators. I'm always afraid of getting stuck, but they're too cheap around here to have any operators at night.
Hmm.
Well, are you sure now?
Yes, I'm sure. Go on, open the door.
Yeah. No. I think I'd better try to get a postponement. Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you know. Now, fine.
Hello, Peter.
Well, this is a surprise.
Surprise.
Didn't expect to see you here, Tom.
Well, I happen to meet Iris on the street.
Uh-huh. Well, long as you're here, how about a drink?
Yeah, that's a good
idea. No, we don't want a drink, Peter.
I've got some good scotch.
What do you say, Tom?
No, Tom doesn't want a drink.
Oh? Well, I guess this is the first time you've seen my office, Tom.
Yes, yes.
Nice place.
Burning a midnight oil, huh?
Well, you know how it is. Busy season. I work a lot at night during the busy season.
Yeah, sure.
Well, sure you won't have a drink?
Sure, I can.
Peter, Tom has something to tell you.
Me? You said you...
All right, I'll do it. Just keep quiet. Peter, I think it's about time we stopped playing hide-and-seek. It's about time you knew, Peter. Tom and I... Tom! Well, what's so funny?
You can't tell me a thing, Iris. Either of you can't tell me a thing I don't already know.
Oh?
Peter, I want to say that you came here to tell me you're in love. You want a divorce. You want me to step aside. You don't want to hurt me, but... Don't you think I've known?
Now, look, Peter, don't you think I've known for a long time about the meetings, the cocktail hours, the trip to the...
All right, so you've known. Maybe it's better this way. We don't have to talk about it now.
That's right. We don't have to talk about it. Only one or two things. First, there'll be no divorce.
Now, hold on, Peter. You can't do this to Iris. You can't hold her in prison when she doesn't want you. You
shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up. I love her. See, I'm going to give her the things that she deserves.
You want. You're jealous.
Well, maybe that's a good idea, too.
As I said, Tom, there's not going to be any divorce. Second, I'm going to ruin you.
What?
I said I'm going to do everything in my power to ruin you. I'll use every ruse I can think of, every trick. Take advantage of every influence I can muster. I'll have you disbarred, disgraced, talked about it with no chance of practicing in this state.
You're insane.
Am I? You know I can do it, don't you? You know I've got the power. Why, you weepy coward. Try to take my wife away from me. You think that's an achievement?
You pig.
You can't talk about it that way. You
don't wait, please.
You did.
No, it's iron. It's heavy.
No, don't.
Laugh at me. Laugh at me. No, you won't laugh at me. Laugh at me. You won't laugh at me anymore. You won't stand in my way anymore. You won't stand in my way.
Stop.
No, you won't. You won't stand in my way anymore. You
won't. Stop. That's enough, Tom.
Yeah. That's enough. Let him go. Easy, Iris. Easy. Easy, it's all right. Easy now.
I gotta sit down.
Here. Sit down here. Sit down.
Oh, Tom, cover him. Cover him with something, please.
Take it easy. Here.
Tom, he's dead.
Yes. And we're free now, Iris. We're free. You feeling any better?
Yes, I'm all right now.
We've been here too long. 15 minutes.
Well, let's leave now.
Leave it like it is? No.
What do you mean?
If they can't find the body, there's no murder. It's the only way. Nobody saw us come in. That's in our favor. But if we leave him here, we're in for it. No, we'll have to take him. Do something with him. Something.
His eyes are still open.
I'm looking at him. Iris, will you pull out of
him? I'm sorry. Only he seems to be smiling.
You have to call the police now and get it over with.
No. All right, we'll do it your way. But for Pete's sake, let's do it. Do something.
I've been thinking. If we just take him out between us, as though he was drunk. Wait. Somebody outside. The cleaning woman. It's the cleaning woman. She's coming this way.
Well, lock the door.
Out that light.
Tom, she's coming here.
Of course she's got her own key. I forgot she's got her own key.
Yes. Just a simple little thing like a key. Ordinary, commonplace. But now it takes on a new shape. The shape of a weapon. A weapon turned against Tom and Iris. A key is used to open doors. House doors, office doors. And sometimes the doors of a cell. Poor Tom. Poor Iris. Yes, the door is opening. But the open door is a trap. The trap of a living nightmare. Men kill for many different reasons. For money, for love, for power. But whatever the reason, when murder is done, there is always the corpse. The corpus delicti. The body of the crime. You know, it's not easy to hide a dead body, to get rid of a corpse. Tom knows this. Iris knows. But they took a chance. They ran risk. And the running isn't over yet. No, they have to get rid of the body. They can't leave it there, slumped over the office desk. Cleaning women have eyes, too. Eyes with which to see the shadows cast by a corpse. The shadow that lies over the lives of Tom and Iris. Darkening. Darkening their ill-gotten freedom.
What are we going to do?
Turn on the light.
But quickly. Who's that?
Yes?
Somebody in here.
We just came in.
Huh? Didn't see you in the hall. What are you doing here?
Well,
You ain't Mr. Howard.
I'm Mrs. Howard.
We are you? Well...
I'm waiting for my husband.
That's all right, dear. You just sit down. I'll be finished here in a few minutes.
I wonder if you might come back later.
All the work they put on us all around here. 20 offices to clean every night. But what? Wages, they call them. Pittance, says I.
Yeah, there's no need to clean in here.
Mr. Howard, there is a sweet soul, always tips me when he's working nights. Coming back here?
We expect him.
Huh?
Look, I wonder if you could come back later.
Later? Look at this mess. I'll just pick up around that desk.
Stay away from that desk.
Here, now, what's the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter. Just that Mrs. Howard and I have some business to discuss, and we'd rather be alone.
You'll be alone as soon as I finish up here.
Now, just a minute.
Not that I can work in this light, but I can't see it.
Stay away from that light.
But I said,
stay away, do you hear?
Now see what you've gone and done. Turn my tail
over. Never mind that.
Never mind, he says. Never mind. The management will be sure of mind if I leave it there.
Well, clean it up and be quick about it.
You understand this? I don't.
I told you, my husband would be back. Don't worry about the tip. I'll tell him to leave it if you're not.
He ain't the tip. I'm worried about.
All right. Nothing to be cleaned behind that desk.
Now, don't be telling me how to do my job, if you please.
Just in case he doesn't arrive here.
$10?
That's what he usually gives you, isn't it?
No. I mean, yes, ma'am. Ten's what he usually gives me.
Now we got to be left alone. We have something to discuss.
All right. All right, ma'am.
What are you laughing at?
Something to discuss, huh? All right, Mom. I understand, Mom. I won't be coming back later, Mom.
That old head.
Mom, we've got to get out of here.
Sure, we have to.
Well, let's go. I want to go.
And leave him here? Iris, think, will you? She's seen us. You gave her your name. Why on earth did you tell her your name?
Oh, I didn't.
Well, we've certainly got some thinking to do now. We can't leave him here, that's for sure.
Well, how are we going to get him out?
I don't know yet. But if we go without him, we're sure to be just as dead as he is, sooner or later.
Any ideas yet?
No.
Stop walking up and down like this.
I'm thinking.
Well, sit down and think. Listen.
Cleaning woman, she's still on this floor.
She can't get out if she's in the hall. Not with him.
I know.
Oh.
Iris, what's the matter with you?
Tom, his eyes. They follow me all around.
Will you stop looking at me?
I can't.
Will you stop it?
All right. I'm all right.
Turn the other way.
All right.
The cleaning woman. She'll be going down to the next floor soon. Then we can take him out. Hold him between us as if he were drunk.
All right, anything now. Just so long as we do something with him. Get away from him. What's that?
Wait. Somebody coming.
In here?
Oh, I know that. Come on, grab his feet.
What?
We'll put him in the closet. Come on, will you? In. Push in.
I'm
trying. Wait a minute. I'll drag him in.
Don't
try it, Dan.
I'm trying.
Look at you. You only would...
Package for Mr. Howard.
All right, close the door.
Well, come out.
Never mind that. Close the door for Pete's sake.
A package for Mr. Howard.
Yes, sir.
Close it. I'm all right in here. Get rid of him fast.
I know.
Mr. Howard. Package, can you open up, will you?
I'm coming. Yes.
Miss Howard here?
No.
Well, I got a...
Well, I'll take it.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. I need a signature.
Well, if you come back later...
Sure, I'll wait.
But you can't wait in here.
Look, lady, this is an important package. That's why I deliver so late at night.
But, Mr. Howard...
They told me get a signature. They said wait around if you have to, but make sure he gets it, see?
I'm sure it'll be all right if I signed it.
And I ain't so sure. Nope, lady. No go.
Now, look.
I'll wait. Plenty of time. Look. Hey, what was that?
What?
I thought I heard something.
I didn't hear a thing.
It just sounds funny. Well, you come from that closet. As though...
Look, will you let me sign for that package, please?
I told you, lady. I got orders. Oh, strange woman.
But I'm Mrs. Howard.
Oh. Are you Mrs. Howard? Oh, that's different. Why didn't you say so before? Okay, Mrs. Howard. Sign right here. Okay, thanks. Sorry, Miss Howard.
Iris, let me out. For heaven's sake, let me out.
All right, I'm coming.
Iris, please.
I can't.
Stop. Iris, let me out. Let me out.
I'm trying.
Oh. No.
What's the matter, Tom?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Only something grabbed my ankle. Something grabbed my ankle. And... No, I'm all right. Just let me get my breath. Imagination. Just my imagination. I'm all right. I'm all right. The cleaning woman gone?
Yes.
All right. We've got to act now. Get him out of here. Come on.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
Was it locked?
It's locked, Doctor. It's locked.
What?
It's locked, Doctor.
But it can't be locked. I didn't lock.
Of course you didn't. There isn't any lock on this side. The lock, it's inside. Inside the closet.
Oh, really, this isn't possible, is it? A dead body locking the door behind him? Where is it? Seemed so simple at first, didn't it, Tom? Didn't it, Iris? He stood between you, blocking the way of your love. And all you had to do is get rid of him. And you did. Or thought you did. But you only got rid of his life. He's still there. And his body is still dangerous. You have to get rid of it. Him, don't you? And now he's prostrated you again. That's silly, isn't it? A dead man can't lock a door. Poor Tom. Poor Iris. They're trapped. Trapped in a living nightmare. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Tom and Iris have murdered, and now they must get rid of the body. But everything seems to be going wrong, doesn't it? First a cleaning woman, and then a messenger, and now the door is locked. Who locked the door? Certainly not Peter. What did he? You know, it's like a leech, isn't it? This dead body, this corpse that won't go away, that won't be gotten rid of, that tears and grins and persists in remaining on the scene. Yes, like an indestructible leech, slowly sucking fear and terror from the heart of the killers.
What time is it?
After 3.
6 hours. We've been here almost 6 hours. Tom, why don't we leave?
We can't leave with him in the closet.
Well, get him out.
It's locked, I tell you.
Well, try it again.
No go.
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
We can't sit here like this.
I'm thinking.
That's all you do is think. Why don't you do something? For heaven's sake, do
something. Shut up, will you? All right. We'll just have to do it that way.
What way?
Force the closet door. It'll be evidence. It'll point to something wrong, but there's no other way.
Well, why didn't you think of this before?
I did. But I didn't want to leave a forced door. That's why I didn't say it. Don't you understand?
All right, but let's do it. It's the only way now.
There's got to be something around here I can
use.
Well,
there's a screwdriver on the top desk drawer.
Oh. Yeah, this will do.
Tom. Tom, look. Tom. The door.
No, it can't be.
Yes, it is. Tom, it's opening. It's opening. He's alive.
He can't be alive. No, he can't be. If he is, he won't be much longer. No, you're not alive. Not after I...
What is it?
Same position. He's dead. He's been dead for hours.
But what about the door? The door, Tom?
I don't know about the door. It got stuck or something. Moisture, I don't know. Just stuck.
No, he locked it, Tom. He locked it behind
he
him.
He couldn't have locked it. He's dead.
He's not dead. He's alive. I tell you, he's
dead,
alive.
Iris. I'll show you. He's dead. Here, I'll show you. There. Look at him. Look and see. He's dead, Irish. Look at him and tell me he's alive. Go on, tell me he's alive.
Donald,
you see? You see, he's dead. He's got to be dead. No heart, no breath. Look. Look!
I can't look. Please, please.
I'm sorry, Iris.
What are you sitting down for?
I'm tired. I'm so tired.
Tom.
Huh?
Tom, we've got to do it now. Do it now. We can't sit here till morning. People won't be coming in.
I know.
Tom's got to get out and take him with us.
I'm so tired.
Tom, please.
All right. All right, I know. I know, Iris. But we won't take him.
What?
There's another way. Maybe a better way. I don't know why I didn't think of it before.
What do you mean?
The window.
Window?
That way it looked like suicide. We can say he came in, he looked strange, got panicky.
You think it'll work?
We have to do something, Iris. We have to take the chance.
All right. I'm tired, too. Do it. Do it and get it over with.
Let me rest a minute.
Tom, he moved.
Don't be crazy.
I tell you, he moved his arm. There again. You saw it.
Iris.
I told you he's alive, Tom.
He's not alive.
But he moved.
Oh, rigor. I tell you, it's rigor. That's all. There's an explanation for it. It happened.
Tom.
I tell you, it's rigor. Now, shut up. What? All right. Help me.
I can't, Doc.
I didn't ask you to just open the window.
All right.
All right, stand away.
Huh?
Stand aside and stop staring. 25 floors. That'll be good.
Be careful.
I have to get him up, don't I? Now, just the shelf and...
What's the matter?
He's got his hand on my lapel. Hold him.
Tom!
Get him off! Off! Get him off!
Come back! Well, I'm in!
I can't! Oh!
All right, stand back there. Stand back, one side. Come on, don't peek. What's the matter? Ain't you never seen dead people before? One side there. Harrison, now we're here. No, not a check-in. Oh, wait a minute. We got a double jump on Vern Street out of an office building. Yep, 25 floors. Oh, brother. I better get us an ambulance, too. No, it's a third party. Woman up in the office screaming her head off. Now completely gone. Keep screaming about the dead coming to life or something. Okay, Harrison. Check.
So you see, it's never simple, this job of killing. First of all, the victim is often less than willing. And when it's done, suppose the corpse hangs on, grinning, leering, clinging, like a leech that won't be gone. Oh, yes. There's time to think before the act. But who can predict the corpse with so little tact?
You are listening to Peter Lorre in Nightmare.
Well, have a good night's sleep. And remember, it was only a story. By tomorrow, you have forgotten all about the whole thing. When you're out in the garden trimming the flowers, the rose bush, the sinuous, the irises. Oh, yes, iris. Oh, yes, watch out for that iris. She, I mean it, might be the beginning of a nightmare.
That's the horror for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. You can find more from Nightmare at RelicRadio.com alongside past episodes of the horror, all our other podcasts, our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button. If you'd like to help support this and all the shows, you can donate through the website. We've got some downloadable sets for certain donation amounts, though anything is helpful. My thanks as always to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Saturday with another episode of the horror.